Welcome to IET Evolve, Everyday Earthing and Energy Wisdom. It's Monday, the 22nd, a couple of days before Christmas, 2025. Welcome to the other side of winter solstice. It's not the far other side. It's just the other side moving away from the light being the shortest to now getting a little bit more light as each day comes. And we had a very unique event yesterday with the New Dawn Institute. Myself, Brian Russo, Dr. Rudy Shield, Harvard astrophysicist and former professor there, decided to join us. And really, it was a nice event. There was a video appearance by our friend Nando, who runs the Institute with Brian, Juan Carlos, and Mindahi. They did an event in Mexico for solstice, and we were able to just see a little bit of the energy from that event, which was really lovely. So it was a great time. I hopefully will have a link either today or tomorrow. You can see the replay if you didn't get a chance to see that, but it was a nice time. Thank you for joining us for those of you who did. Well, as I said in the event yesterday, that it's possible that we could get auroras at mid-latitudes last night. And guess what? We did. Auroras appeared at mid-latitudes. I saw some from Loch Ness in northern Scotland. I saw pictures from northern Scotland. And that hasn't occurred. Auroras haven't occurred at mid-latitudes since 1806 in Germany. So I was just really curious. I said, I don't remember the last time an aurora potentially touched down in mid-latitude territory on solstice, on winter solstice for the northern hemisphere. And so I did some research. December 21st, 1806 in Germany. Ready for this one. Alexander von Humboldt observed auroras in the sky and also erratic compass behavior while seeing the auroras. So he began to link auroras to geomagnetic disturbances. So we can actually thank Alexander for probably having a compass in his hand at the moment that he's seeing this aurora and say, hey, wait a minute, there's a connection between what's going on geomagnetically and what I'm seeing in the sky. Well, thank you, Alexander, because now I can do what I do today and we can better understand these connections. Well, all this energy right now is helping to increase probably what you need to do before Christmas and the energy that you need to make it happen. So I'll get more into that, but I just think that's something that's important for us to know. Solar flare activity is now up to moderately high. Solar wind is strongly up and elevating right now from this coronal hole. And we've got twice as many sunspots since I reported on Saturday, which is going to change the forecasting. And geomagnetic conditions are up and our Earth is doing some shaking right now. We do have a 6.5 earthquake that just occurred at 5:31 a.m. Eastern in Papua New Guinea, and it was a depth at 111 kilometers. So we usually like to talk about those earthquakes that are 6.0 or higher, and we haven't had one of these in a little while, so I wanted to bring it up today. Solar flares, one M-class flare, an M1.3, so on the smaller side for an M. It was from 4316 at 1821 UTC yesterday, and we had 19 C-class flares, so I don't know why I always see this in like little kind of like machine gun, but not real bullets, but just like this rapid fire of these flares when we get up to higher flaring for those Cs. 4316 is the lead flare producer, and the M-class flare did produce a radio blackout, which disturbed high-frequency communication over the western part of South America. Sunspot regions, well, six are numbered right now. 4316, you're going to hear me say that, I've said it quite a bit, is beta, but it's showing growing complexity, and we know it's producing with those C-class flares and the M-class flare, and it probably could be more complex soon. Possible delta configuration there, but we shall see. 4317 is beta, and this one could be more complex as well. Probably not as complex as 4316, but we'll keep our eye on that. And the rest of these sunspots are showing stability or decay. Solar wind, well, we saw that increase late on Saturday Eastern time, so I want to bring this up again. That's 2 days earlier than what they anticipated. So you just have to ask yourself, all right, so if they're anticipating these things to come later and then they're coming earlier, so does that indicate stronger connectivity? It's a question we just need to keep asking ourselves. It was up to 700 kilometers per second yesterday, but guess what? Now we're at 792 kilometers per second. So that puts us into the red. That's high speed solar wind actually exhibiting high speeds. Sometimes we say high speed solar wind, but it's just more on the lower side. But no, it's really high right now. And we have a moderately strong southward orientation for the BZ. So we know that's letting in a lot of energy right now. And if you're buzzing or couldn't stay in bed and needed to wake up and move your body, well, here's why. You may feel the tired but wired feeling. All right, KP, well, we did reach KP5 last night, which is geomagnetic storming. So we technically had storming, and we saw between KP2 to 5 in the last 24 hours. Right now we're at KP3.5. It's almost 4, but I would expect that this is going up right now because that solar wind is so strong and that BZ is moderately southward. So I'd imagine that our geomagnetic field is probably up higher than what it's currently registering, because we know there's a delay and a lag on that. Potential forecast, X-class flare is now up to 5%. M-class is between 20 and 30%. And we could see geomagnetic storming from G1 to G2 conditions from these coronal hole effects. So it really does depend on that speed and what the BZ decides to do that gives us the day that we will have today. Schumann, very active in very active conditions driven by the external electromagnetic impulses. Obviously, our Earth's ionospheric cavity is ringing with these coherent magnetic field disturbances. So yes, heightened nervous system sensitivity, some sleep disturbances. It may have been hard to get that full rested night's sleep. For some of you, just to share, it's okay if you didn't. You're with a lot of other people that probably didn't either. You could have had some spikes of clarity in these last 24 hours with some, you know, just a little bit of emotional pop that goes on as well. Sometimes it can make communication between people. The people will be more apt to communicate, but the communication may not be as productive and easier. You may have to find you have to work a little harder to get messages sent and received more clearly. Easier penetration as well of solar wind energy into the system. So when looking at this with solstice, these bursts seem to be really clean on the Schumann. And so we know that we've got this alignment here, and solstice provides this background geometry. And solstice placed the Earth's ionospheric system into this annual geometric extreme. So possibly amplifying the way that the sun's coronal hole coupled with the Schumann resonance. So we have a more clean connectivity, a more clean show on that Schumann resonance chart. So it's possible. We don't entirely know these things, but it's one of the things I was interested in checking out this morning to bring to you. A summary of all of this. Well, our sun is active. The Schumann is active. The solar wind is high. The geomagnetic field is active, and it is near storming or storming. Great for Christmas shopping. Great for last minute whatevers. Speed up that cooking. And also really good for quick thinking, but also possible for unchecked emotions. Wisdom drop. Keep the emotions and situational awareness in check with the fast winds around you right now. And please get some solo time to be internal and check out the subtle in the unseen. My sense is if you can tap into the unseen, get into a quiet state, even with everything moving around you, it will give rise to substantial information and insight. Sometimes when these energies are as strong as they are, you just raise that flag and you point that sail, and you would be surprised at what comes to receive you and to meet you. Also, the basics, fresh air, get some fresh air, exercise and move that energy. It's a lot of energy moving through, so we also want to move the physical body. You are designed to be attuned to the earth and cosmos. Thank you. I will see you tomorrow.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.